Occasionally, a winter storm will leave motorists stranded and locals will come to their aid. That was the case in one small town in 1937. They were suddenly helping 200 people through a three-day ordeal. What they fed that throng is still celebrated today. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Frank Conklin has lived in Glen, Michigan for just about his entire life. He remembers the main highway that used to pass through this small town.
U.S. 31, and it came to Glen, and then it turned and went east, and then went around and went to the north.
And in the 1930s, Highway 31 was the main highway from Chicago, around Lake Michigan, and up into his home state. But it was an event in the 1930s that brought this small town a lot of attention.
A snow blizzard in 1937, and trucks were all blocked here with big snowdrifts and everything.
The blizzard on December 7th of that year stranded about 150 cars and about 50 trucks, over 200 motorists in this very small town. Locals came to the aid of those who were stuck in the storm.
They had breakfast at the restaurant in Glen, and they had places for them to stay, you know, the church and different things, and they were running out of food, but they had a shipment of pancake batter, so they made a lot of pancakes.
Those vehicles were stuck in Glen for 3 days, and that pancake batter fed the entire throng for the duration. The event made national news, with the citizens of Glen supplying pancakes for every meal to get through the blizzard. The next year, the town began a pancake festival, an event at its height included carnival rides and drew quite a crowd. As Daniel Michael explains, the town continues to celebrate pancakes throughout the year, every year.
There are three breakfasts, the main holidays in the summer, and then we have a pancake dinner commemorating the blizzard on December 7th every year.
While the main highway now bypasses this town, many people still do come here for the pancakes, and the welcome sign still proclaims this as Pancake Town, a unique piece of history still celebrated by those who live here. Traveling the countryside in Glen, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.